Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Do we know why there were 153 fishes? Don't you know the reason for 153? I know some people know the reason. They know a lot of things about numbers in the Bible and what they stand for, and it's just not the main. Well, I know the reason too, because there were 152 and then one more got in there, and that's why there were 153. But they have their numbers all worked out, their Bible numbers, and they know what 153 things stand for. And we sometimes fail to see what is most important. I think the most important thing is how Jesus came to his disciples, and we find Jesus all loving, all tender, all mighty. What a powerful Savior he is. The main thing about the story is, of course, Jesus showed his power and his care for his disciples. It was a great number. That's what matters. Not the exact number, but it wasn't just one or two. They had tried all night, and they didn't catch anything. But there Jesus came. There were other times it happened. They caught nothing, and Jesus came and helped them to catch a great many fish. Jesus is loving. That shows to Peter and to all his disciples. He is loving and compassionate. And to all of us, he is loving and compassionate, and he is strong, and he is mighty, and he is able, and he is all-wise. He knows everything about us. Nothing about you or me takes Jesus by surprise. Nothing about us, nothing that we have done or ever could do, took or will take him by surprise. And yet he has undertaken to save us and to carry us through to glory, as we heard sung before. Well, these are the really important things, what Brother Kenny was teaching us about loving the Lord, and what Andrea sang about grace to follow our master and our friend. Our theme for today has to do with loving the Master and wanting to serve him forever, just as Peter was called to do here. He felt that he would be of no more use, but Jesus had something for him to do. And so Jesus restored him and gave him back his place of leadership. And we see how he entered into it by the grace of God. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, he served Jesus. Why, that's a wonderful restoration. That should encourage our hearts if we felt as though we failed, or if things have just come that have overwhelmed us. Jesus can lift us. Jesus loves us. And we want to love him and respond to his love, and he knows all about us. And though things come into our lives that, well, Peter never expected it. Right before it happened, he said, it would never happen. This could never happen. I would never do such a thing. And then it happened. So it was totally unexpected, and that happens to us too. Sometimes we're just blindsided by things, and we can't believe we said something or did something or went through this dark night and deep trial. How could it happen? Everything was going along so well. But then Jesus is always with us. Someone gave me a verse this morning how God never leaves us. And Jesus is always there, and he wants to lift and encourage us and draw us and save us and help us and free us from ourselves and all lesser loves and delights. And again, I don't want to take the time that someone else should have, but I was thinking about that in connection with that servant who loved his master, just wanted to serve him, didn't want to go out anymore. And so they took that servant, Exodus 21, and they would bore a hole in his earlobe as a sign. And there was blood that would drip down. And that was a sacrifice. It was a commitment of love to the master. I don't want to go out. I don't want to try other things. I want to stay right here. I found something good. I know what I want. I want to serve right here because I love my master. And I found joy right here. Yes, even though a slave, I'm a bond slave, and there's a joy, as we sang last night, in serving Jesus. And I was thinking of Peter and the other disciples called to lay down their lives for Jesus, as we are. And what is self-denial anyway? In the last days, Paul said, 2 Timothy 3, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Those three loves. And oh, how paltry those things are. And self-denial is really just turning away from lesser joys, lesser things, lesser delights. We think they're joys. We think they're delights. They are seeming delights, but they are all passing away. So self-denial is just turning away from things that are less for the one thing that is greatest. My goal is God Himself. And to go after Him as Peter did with all our hearts is the one thing that really matters. Praise the Lord. So we want to find our joy in Him. Jesus is our example again. You know, self-denial, it might cost you your own life. It probably will. Your own life also, as we read, his own life also he's to give up. Well, for Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and he despised the shame. And then the writer to the Hebrews tells us where he is now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The highest place that heaven affords. Jesus, be my joy. Jesus, be my desire. Jesus, you be all that I want, and you are all that I need. Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Hallelujah. We taste of thee, thou living bread, and long to feed upon thee. Still we drink of thee, the fountainhead, and thirst our souls from thee to fill. Lord, nothing that we want more than you. No one whom we love more than you. Nothing that we love, Lord. Help us not to love these lesser things, but to, as you said to Peter, lovest thou me? Do you care most about me? Then feed my sheep. Serve in the interests of my kingdom, and you will know joy, as he testified to later. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's our one aim, our one goal, our one business, regardless of what others do. Could I just tell one thing yet? What? Seeing Sister Lucy across the room reminded me of this. Every year at home, we got a text for our church, kind of a theme at the New Year's time, and the minister would look to the Lord and receive a text. And I think it was 1968, the second to the last text that our founding pastor, the founder of this camp, Hans Wallvogel, gave us. He died in 1969. But he gave us a text from this chapter, and it was, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Remember when they wanted to know, what did that mean with Jesus? What Jesus said to Peter, what did that mean? Hey, what is that to thee? follow thou me, or it was to Peter, what shall this man do? He was concerned about others, and Jesus had to say to him again, follow thou me. Well, Sister Lucy's aunt used to come to our church once in a while. She's now with the Lord, Lucy Petraca, and she came, of course, she was busy on Sundays at the church on the east side, but she came on a Wednesday morning, and she said, why do I like that verse we just got? Oh, she was always so enthusiastic. You know what it means to me? It means, mind your own business. She paraphrased that. I wonder what it says in the Phillips translation. But this is our business. This is our business, to love Jesus with all our hearts and to serve Jesus with all our hearts and to rejoice ourselves in Him. Praise the Lord. Find our all in Jesus. That's what it means when we see before us holiness unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't we want to be holy? Don't we want to be filled with God? Praise the Lord. Do you love me? Oh, give me grace to follow. You said, where thou art in glory, there shall my servant be. We had that song before us last week, and I asked Andrea to sing it if I would come back this week. I asked if she would be willing, because I had heard her behind me or somewhere near me singing, and I was so thankful that she did that, because as I told you, that song means a lot to me. It has a special place in my life. And I know that God has grace for every one of us. We heard about Lot last night, and all of us are in that conflict. Every one of us is in that conflict, and God has grace for us to be all for Jesus. So let's take it. Receive out of his fullness. Amen.